This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has ordered an immediate suspension of all flights operated by the Airbus Air 320 family in India until mandatory safety modifications are completed. The directive covers the A318, A319, A320 and A321 aircraft, requiring operators to ground them until prescribed checks and repairs are carried out. The move follows a global directive from Airbus, which has ordered urgent repairs on thousands of A320 family aircraft around the world after potential solar radiation risk was discovered that could affect critical flight control data. Around 6,000 aircraft around the globe are likely to be impacted. The software update to fix the issue is expected to take 2 to 3 days, causing flight disruptions for multiple airlines worldwide, including in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Raipur in Chhattisgarh today. The Prime Minister will participate in several sessions scheduled at the conference tomorrow as well. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the 3-day conference at the Indian Institute of Management in the state's capital yesterday. The theme of the conference this year is Viksit Bharat, Security Dimensions, and is centered on developing advanced security frameworks to protect citizens against emerging challenges. At the conference, key discussions are underway on critical national security issues, including left-wing extremism, counter-terrorism, disaster management, women's safety, and the integration of forensic science and artificial intelligence in policy. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the winter session of Parliament beginning on Monday. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will meet the floor leaders of political parties of both the houses in Parliament in the meeting. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. The winter session is set to commence from Monday and will continue till the 19th of December. During the session, several important legislations are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. The Election Commission, EC, has issued a point-by-point rebuttal to all apprehensions of ruling Trinamool Congress in West Bengal over the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in the state and termed the allegations made by party as baseless. A 10-member delegation of the party led by Rajya Sabha MP Derek O'Brien met the Election Commission in New Delhi over the issue yesterday. The Commission asked the delegation to submit claims and objections after the 9th of December when the draft list is shared with them. Cyclonic storm Dithwa is advancing towards the Tamil Nadu coast after leaving a trail of widespread destruction across Sri Lanka. According to meteorological forecasts, the storm is likely to move over southwest Bay of Bengal near north Tamil Nadu and south Andhra Pradesh coast by early tomorrow morning. We have more from a correspondent.
Educational institutions in the coastal areas have been closed and exams have been postponed due to the cyclone Dithwa. Heavy rains have been pounding the delta districts including Nagapattinam, Thanjavur and Tiruvarur. People living in low-lying coastal areas have been moved to safer places and are provided with food and shelter. District collectors have been instructed to keep an eye on the water levels at water bodies and also at the surge of seawater due to the cyclone. Due to adverse weather conditions, the public have been asked to stay indoors. NDRF teams have been kept ready to move in when situation requires. Warning has been given to coastal areas even as squally winds speed reaching up to 70 km per hour may become gale winds gusting up to 80 km per hour along the coast of Tamil Nadu till tomorrow. Flight services have been disrupted in Chennai. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Chennai.
Meanwhile, in Sri Lanka, the death toll due to cyclone Dithwa has risen to 69. India has expanded its emergency assistance to the neighbouring island nation under Operation Sagar Bandhu. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jayashankar said a total of 27 tons of relief material have been delivered to Colombo by air and sea so far. In a social media post, the minister said two urban search and rescue teams comprising 80 national disaster response force personnel have also been sent. In badminton, Indian shuttlers Tanvi Sharma, Unnati Hooda and Kidambi Srikanth stormed into the semi-finals of the singles event of the Syed Modi International Tournament in Lucknow. In the women's singles, 16-year-old Tanvi defeated Sinian Happy Low of Hong Kong in the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.